The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. God is good. So here we are, fourth Sunday of Advent. End of the Advent season. It's the end of the purple vestments. And pretty soon we're going to have the birth of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ on Christmas Day, the reason for the season. So let's talk about the season for a minute, because sometimes Catholics and Christians forget that the season of Christmas begins with Christmas Day. It doesn't end with Christmas Day, the day that a lot of people take their decorations down, the day after Christmas. No, that's the wrong time. In fact, we celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas, from that very song that we sing. Sounds like a nonsensical song, but it has historical basis and historical ramifications. The 12 days of Christmas occurs after Christmas Day, not before Christmas Day. It starts on Christmas Day and goes all the way to the 6th of January and ends on the Epiphany. The Epiphany being the day of the three wise men. And that's probably a lot different than a lot of people celebrate, because in America, everything is secularized and everything is commercialized, and Christmas is this big financial windfall that occurs when people buy gifts for other people and give them to them on Christmas Day. And interestingly enough, that's not really the way the tradition of Christmas is at all. In terms of the 2,000 years that we've been celebrating it, that's really only events that occurred in the past maybe 200 years. So it's kind of interesting to look a little bit into that history of where this all came from. Christmas Day, being the first day of Christmas, occurs controversial December 25th or so, and that usually marks the first day of Christmas. And then we have 12 days of Christmas, all the way up to Twelfth Night. And everybody's heard of Twelfth Night, but nobody really knows about Twelfth Night and what Twelfth Night really is, which it's the last day of the Christmas season. Now, what we do often is we move the Epiphany to the Sunday after New Year's rather than the 12th day of Christmas. Coincidentally, Epiphany is on the 5th of January this year, which is only a day off. And depending on whether you use the Greek calendar or the Roman calendar, that could be pretty accurate, actually. But It's kind of interesting to note that those are all the 12 days of Christmas. And the 12 days of Christmas start with Christmas Day and end with the Epiphany, which is the day of the three wise men. And interestingly enough, just a few hundred years ago, it was tradition that gift giving actually occurred on Epiphany, not on Christmas Day, because it celebrated the day that the three wise men gave gifts to the baby Jesus. And therefore, we give gifts to each other. I don't know when that all transpired. Maybe it took TV, and maybe it took commercials, and all kinds of different things going on. But it was around the 16th century when the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, came to be. And there's a lot of controversy as to whether or not it was written by someone who was just making up lyrics and making it a nonsensical song. But some believe that the song was actually written in the 16th century during the time when Catholics were being persecuted for being Catholics because of Henry VIII and the Church of England, and how the Church of England was dominating England at that time. And it was controversial to remain in line with the Pope, to be Roman Catholic instead of Church of England. So that's kind of where this all kind of came from. And the 12 Days of Christmas was thought of being a mnemonic, which teaches children what? Our Catholic faith. And different precepts of our Catholic faith. So, as I say that, you say, let me think about that a second. Let me walk you through it. Okay? Oh, look at this. They're already. Now, I'm going to go backwards because I like to go backwards. So, the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming. Now, before I go much further, let me mention something. The 12 days of Christmas, the true love is who? Who do you think the true love is? God, exactly, gave to me, which is all of us. That's who the me is in this song, okay? So when I say the 12 days of Christmas, my true love gave to me, I'm saying to you, God gave to us. So, 12 drummers drumming. Now, you're going to think, oh, that's got to be 12 apostles. It's not. The 12 drummers drumming are the 12 possessive doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell, into the grave, it says. And then on the third day, rose again from the dead, seated at the right hand of power. He will come and give glory to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of faith, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Did you get the 12? There's more than 12, but they divide them up. So that's the 12th drummer drumming, all right? On the 11th, we had 11 pipers piping. Well, those 11 pipers are, as you could have guessed, the 11 apostles that were true to Jesus, and it excludes Judas Iscariot, okay? So those are the 11 pipers piping. How about the 10 lords a-leaping? Well, the 10 lords a-leaping have to do with the 10 commandments. And we all follow the 10 commandments as our way of life, is one of the things that Jesus told us to do. Follow the commandments, but follow my commandment, which is love God and love your neighbor. 9 ladies dancing. What are the 9 ladies dancing? Well, the 9 ladies are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You making a list? I know, I gotta read them because I don't remember reading them. 8 maids of milking. Well, of course, the eight maids of milking are the eight Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed the meek. Blessed those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the poor of heart, the peacemakers. And finally, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Eight maids of milking. The seven swans of swimming, could be the seven sacraments, but they're also the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, leading, and compassion. The seven swans of swimming. The six geese laying are the 6 days of creation. God created the earth, the heavens, and the earth in 6 days. And he rested on the seventh. Where am I? Five. Oh, yes. Probably the most important one. Five golden rings, right? Well, five golden rings represent the five books of the Torah. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And they are the foundation of the Old Testament. And foundation of the Jewish religion. And they're the foundation of our religion as well. Four calling birds. The four calling birds, that's pretty simple. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. The four calling birds, right? The three French hens are the theological virtues: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of which, as we all know, is love. The two turtle doves are the New and the Old Testament, the books that we embrace as our books, as our way of life, as the Word of God, the two turtle doves. And finally, the partridge in the pear tree, which I think is probably the most important one. It's Jesus on the cross, the partridge in the pear tree. So this little mnemonic song that you hear over and over again all during the Christmas season has a lot of meaning to us, but it has a lot of meaning to us as Christians too, to remember that there's a lot more to our religion than just Christmas Day. Christmas is a season. Christmas is a 12-day event. Christmas is something that we celebrate, which, by the way, the 12th day is usually when people take down their Christmas decorations. Some do, anyway, if you're brave enough to keep them up that long. But just remember this. It's Christmas. It's a time when Jesus comes to us in a spirit of love, in a spirit of giving, and we're supposed to mimic those characteristics to our friends, and to our loved ones, and even to those who we don't know, or maybe even those we hate, as Jesus tells us. Love your enemy, too. So it's a challenge that we have this Christmas season. And when you hear the song, think about all the different things that I just said. And think about the fact that each one of them has meaning in our Catholic Christian heritage, and has a purpose. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.